So it's literally 10 or 15 minutes before Maariv, on Leil Arbaasar, Bod Kinnus HaChametz Leor HaNer. But it's just been hitting me the entire day about how different this year's Pesach is and how conflicted our emotions are and how I'm sure myself, as well as everyone else, we're looking for ways to merge and to fuse all these conflicting emotions into one holistic, integrated experience. And I'm sure every person has their own Seder and their own customs and their own image of how to accomplish this. But I just wanted to give some of my own recommendations. If it helps, it helps. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But just to lend some grounding and some baseline for how to take everything that's happened to us over the last 6 or 7 months and all the pain we feel for all the other families and the families of hostages and the families who are no longer in their homes, Mifunim, and of course the soldiers and the soldiers who were injured, and try to find, that's what I'm looking for, moments in the Haggadah that all these emotions can be anchored to our Pesach experience. So I'm going to look at my clock. It's now 1 minute into the shiur. I'm going to try to do this in 10 minutes because I know everyone who's listening to the shiur is extremely busy and it's Erev Pesach, but this is just a way to create a roadmap for Pesach Tavshin Pei Dalet. I'm just going to go through the Seder of the Haggadah, not necessarily in order of importance, and I'll attach a sheet to this year. There's actually a sheet attached to this year that if you'd like, you could print out and use alongside of the Haggadahs in order to find these, call them pressure points, if I'm going to say milestones, but moments in the Haggadah. Okay, obviously the first one, Manishtan Halayla Zemikol Halilo, so this year of Tavshin Pei Dalet, that question has a very, very different resonance. Normally we ask, why is this night of Pesach different than the other nights of the year? But this time, think about how different this year's Pesach is from all the other Leil Pesachs. We celebrate our freedom, and we celebrate our Bechira, and we celebrate our Kadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha Pratis. Somehow this year, all of our celebration is mixed with a lot of suffering for the people who are missing family members at the table, or whose family members' lives have been inalterably changed, or irrevocably altered, excuse me, and people who are waiting for hostages to come back. And also think about that normally, we all know it's the four questions in the Arba Kushyos. This year it's very difficult to limit our questions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to four questions. We have many, many questions for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Questions show that we're interested in Hashem, that we believe there's some method to the madness we see around us. So tonight is the night of questions. And as the Rambam says, V'chan HaBen Shoel, tonight we are Hashem's children. We are asking Hashem all the questions on our heart we have asked for the last 6 months. The next part is Rabbi Akiva. When Rabbi Akiva sat with the five Talmid Chachamim in Bnei Brak, some people want to claim that the reason that they were in some loft in Bnei Brak, or that they were sitting in Bnei Brak, is because they were all gathered to avoid the Roman brutal oppression. And that was a great generation, a generation that defied Roman authority, that showed courage and faith. That generation changed the course of history. Hopefully, we're in the process of proving ourselves to be that same type of generation with our courage, with our faith, with our steely determination to oppose an entire world of hatred and rabid anti-Semitism. And also think about Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was the last person in history to be zocha to teach Talmidei Chachamim, who also defended their country and went to war. We lost that tradition for 2,000 years. Baruch Hashem, we recovered our sovereignty and we recovered that tradition. How many hours have we spent thinking about the Chayalim? How many hours have we spent being proud of a Chayalim from all stripes, whether they were Dati or not Dati, the Chayalim, and especially, of course, since I'm speaking predominantly to a Dati audience, it is chus that we have to see our soldiers, who are Talmidei Chachamim, defend ourselves and the Kedusha they brought into their lives, and sadly, the steep price our people paid. The next stage is Vanitzak El Hashem Elokei Avoseinu. This is in Arami Ovid Avi. Now, the Pasuk in Kisavo makes it sound like we daven to Hashem v'nitzak, and yet the Pasuk which the Haggadah quotes, parallel in Shmos, v'yamas melech mitzrayim v'ye'anchu b'nei Yisrael me'avodah v'tal shabasam el ha'elokim min ha'avodah. Doesn't sound like they daven. Sounds like they were groaning, and they were crying, and they were screaming, and their tfilos v'tal shabasam el ha'elokim min ha'avodah. Sometimes you're under such pressure, and such distress, and such anguish, it's hard to even daven. According to Hasidus, dibur, speech, cognitive speech, premeditated speech itself was suppressed. In classic Kabbalistic terms, dibur was in Gullus until we left, and we found our dibur, we found our Kabbalistic cosmic voice at the Yam Suf. Some of us have davened, we've all davened, but we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't just listen to the tefillos, listen to our cries, listen to the cries in the inner chamber of our hearts, listen to the moans, listen to the sadness, listen to all the times our heart dropped, and all the time we lost our breath, and all the time we felt anguish, and let it be Vatal Shavasam El Helokim, let it be a tefillah for the hostages, the soldiers, the families of soldiers, those who have lost soldiers, lost children and husbands, and those who know who cannot celebrate Pesach in their house, Sela Beis Avos, Sela Bayis. Then we get to the big three. I skipped one. Dayenu. This year we can appreciate more than any year, that we don't have everything we want. We don't have everything we hope for. We don't have everything we dream for. We don't have everything we anticipate and expected. But we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for each step, for what He gave us. Ilu. And everyone should try to find in Dayenu the aspects of your life that you have to be thankful for, even though there's so much more that we want. Yearning and longing for more does not in any way stifle gratitude and thankfulness for what we have. And that is the core theme of Dayenu. So try to find, with all the suffering and all the hardship, what should we be grateful for, especially as a people? How much would our ancestors give to trade places with us, with all the tzaras we have? As I said, and say so often, this is the first pogrom in history that has been followed by a war, because all previous pogroms were not followed by a Jewish army defending a Jewish people. So, of course, Dayenu this year resonates with all the mixed feelings that we have. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We get to the three parts of Rabbi Gamliel, Hayomer, Kol Shlomer, Gimel Dvarim, Elu BaPesach, Lo Yatzei Yedei Chavasam. And this year, each of these three pillars of Pesach has added Tafshin Pei Dalin meaning. Pesach, Hashem Shapasach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Abatei Abosena B'Mitzrayim. Hashem skipped over our houses. There was death in every Egyptian house. Came Bayis Esher Ein Sham Meis. There was no death in the Jewish homes. Goshen was spared Makas Dever. Goshen was spared Makas Arav. Goshen was spared. The Jewish homes were spared. Sadly, we weren't Zocha this year. We weren't Zocha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Pasach. Death visited our people. Death visited our country. We hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will one day pass over us as He punishes and eliminates evil from this world. And of course, the word Pesach also is taken from the word Pisach. Pisach means someone that has a hard time walking. And think about all of our soldiers who have suffered horrible, horrible wounds. And all the people who have suffered medically and physically from this war. Not just the Pisach, but anyone who has been medically or physically disabled or seriously injured. And the second connotation of Pesach is Hashem has Rachmanis. Just like we have Rachmanis on people, and Hashem should have Rachmanis on all of our people. Matzah, this is the reason that matzah is number 6 in this list. The reason we eat matzah is because everything happened hurriedly. Everything happened b'chipazon. We didn't have time to bake our bread. Well, the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, our chipazon was a sign of the geula, that Hashem couldn't wait to redeem us, and we didn't have a choice. Everything was hurried, everything was rushed. Sadly, this year we all felt chipazon. We felt chipazon on October 7th with our children running out literally as quickly as they can. People running down south to defend our people. Some of them not coming back. Some of them coming back having seen things that they'll never forget. And this whole year has been a year of chipazon. People running, changing their schedules. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should be zochet to the chipazon of Geula. Not the chipazon. This year, unfortunately, we tasted the chipazon of Mitzrayim. The overwhelmed panic of the Mitzrayim. And we were overwhelmed this year by timelines and stresses that we couldn't control. The third of the three pillars is Marah. And of course, most of the years we think about Marah that we ate in Mitzrayim, that we eat Pesach night. Unfortunately, we've been eating Marah for the last 6 months. Our lives have been bitter. Our faith has been tested. But, and keep in mind the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Hisbi'ani Bamrarim, that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us bitter taste. On Tisha B'Av, with all the joy that we had on Pesach, we tasted the Marah on Tisha B'Av. This year, sadly, Pesach and Tisha B'Av, and every day of our year, has been a day of Avelos and a day of suffering and a day of tragedy. And we're not eating Marah tomorrow night. We've been eating Marah for a long time. However, there's a beautiful Medrash. The first creature to eat Marah was the Yonah. The Yonah that Noach sent out brought back an Alei Zayis, and the Alei Zayis was very bitter. And this was a symbol, at least according to one Medrash. The Yonah told Noach, I would rather eat bitter food from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Eretz Yisrael, according to Chazal, the Alei Zayis came from Eretz Yisrael, than eat your food in the Teva. And however bitter our lives have been, and however difficult, and as much Marah as we've been eating the whole year, we've been eating a whole shear of Marah. We don't even have to eat a shear Pesach night. Don't take that literally. Of course we do. Api Halacha. As bitter as it's been, we would prefer this state where we live in the land of Eretz Yisrael and live under the eye of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We prefer that state to living far away through Hester Panim, where we can't feel Hashem's presence. We have questions, but we feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. We would rather eat the mara from the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Yonah of Noach, than live on uncomfortable, tranquil settings and live outside and far from Eretz Yisrael and from Jewish history. And then, of course, Bechol Dar Vadar, this is Bechol Dar Vadar Chayav Adam Liras Es Atzmo. Every generation, we have to see ourselves. Bechol Dar Vadar Omdim Aleinu L'Chaloseinu. Think about how this is the obvious. In every generation, we face haters and we face enemies, and they've tried and they've failed. And as the section of Bechol Dar Vadar concludes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hotzianu Me'avdus L'Cheros Me'yagon L'Simcha Me'eva L'Yamtuf Me'afelili Argadol. Hashem, you took us from slavery to freedom, from sadness to joy, from mourning to great days of celebration, Me'afelili Argadol, from darkness to light and radiance. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how much darkness have we felt? How many people in Am Yisrael are still living enshrouded in darkness? How many people, hopefully, our hostages, all of them are alive and will be returned healthy. How many of them are spending Pesach? Me'afela li'argadol. So when you reach this part, b'chol dar v'dar, think about these three words, or me'afela li'argadol, or if you'd like, when we say halal, pitachta l'mosirai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please untie them. They're all tied up, they're all limited, they're all in prison, they're all hostage and hijacked. Me'afela li'argadol. That's number 8. Number 9, when we get to the Afikoman, when we get to Tzafon, remember the things are hidden from us and we hide the Afikoman, think about how there is an end point, there is an end, there is a Geula that's been predetermined and pre-programmed. It just may be hidden from us. But just because it's hidden doesn't mean it's there and doesn't mean it can't be taken out of the bag immediately, instantaneously, so that we can eat the Afikoman and bring the end of history, just like there's an end of the Seder, which the Afikoman heralds. One day we'll reach the Afikoman of Jewish history and we'll be back in Eretz Yisrael. That's number 9. Number 10, we'll welcome Eliyahu to our homes. Eliyahu's function historically is to clear up all the confusion and reaffirm Jewish pedigree and reaffirm Jewish sanctity. Well, how about if we don't wait for Eliyahu? Let's daven for Eliyahu. How about if we start performing Eliyahu's job for him and affirm the one large Jewish family, which is Am Yisrael, and look aside from our differences and learn to love one another as a family and learn to ignore religious, ideological, tashkafic differences. Why don't we make Eliyahu redundant? Not redundant, of course, halachically, there's so many sfeikos we can't solve. Why don't we bring Eliyahu by starting to perform the tasks of Eliyahu? These are 10 moments in the Seder. I'll just repeat them very quickly. Number 1, Manishtana. We have a lot of questions. This night is very different from other Pesachs. 2, Rabbi Akiva. Think about who is Zoche to teach Talmidei Chachamim who defended our country. When we daven to Hashem, we ask Hashem, Banitzak El Hashem, Lishma Hashem Eskaleinu, to listen to our pain and suffering and our anguish, not just our verbal tefillos. Dayena, we thank Hashem for what we have, even though we want so much more. Pesach, Hashem, you leaped over our homes in Mitzrayim, unfortunately, October 7th. We weren't zocha to that Pesach. We hope one day. Matzah, we rushed to bake our matzah. That was a sign of triumph. This year, we were rushing on October 7th, and every moment since then, in a state of panic, in a state of disarray. Maror, we've been eating maror for so long. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let us no longer eat maror. Me'afela li'argadol, mishiba l'gula. So many of our people still in darkness, open up their ties. Pitachta l'moserai. Afikoman, when we take out the Afikoman from its hidden place, from Tzafon, we hope that the hidden gula is just around the corner. And let's do Eliyahu's job for him. Chag kasher v'sameach. We should be zocha to afela li'argadol, mishiba l'gula. V'nam l'fanav shir chadasha. Hallelujah. Chag kasher v'sameach.